The first bhajan is on page 116. Darsha Pyada Palaba. Let me have the darshan of the beloved and remove the separation which is tormenting me day and night. Without your darshan, my soul is empty. My life, worth millions, is going on uselessly. Don't get separated. Don't get separated. The true master has been found. The opportunity of life is obtained. Giving up the false rites, come and do the true love now. Oh, the mind still does not stop. You have got the human birth. Don't let the time of meditation on the Nam go. This life is a priceless ruby. Don't waste it on the rate of shells. Take advantage. Why are you shy? Come and do the satsang. This is the opportunity. Dye yourself in the true color. Now God has made this arrangement. You have got this beautiful time. The time is passing. The Nam of the saints has become high. He who meditates on it becomes pure. Looking at the love of Ajab, Kripal protected him. He comes and spreads the coolness within. Let me have the darshan of the beloved and remove the separation which is tormenting me day and night.
Darsh Piyada Palava, main tera vichora, Palava ve menu rata dine tarfanda, tere darsh pinna jinda to tari ve mera lakka ta jivan janda. Darsh Piyada Palava Vivichadina Guru Saja Toliya Vijindagida Moka Joliya Una Jadike Judi jeevan chand darsh piyada palava main tera vichora palava ve menu rata dine tarfanda tere darsh pinna jind to tari ve mera lakka ta jeevan chand darsh piyada palava Amo la ve pa kodiya jivana janda darshapiya da palava metera vichora talava ve minurata dine tarfanda tere darshapina janda to tari ve mera rakka jivan chand darsh piya ta palava veyavi tu sat sang kar le pinna chinda to tari ve mera lakka ta jivan chand darsh piya da palava main tera vichora talava ve minu rata dine tarfanda tere darsh pinna tari ve mera lakka ta jivan chand darsh piya ta palava ve santa da nama uncha ho gaya ho gaya aaje badi de ka priti ve kirpal ne rakhiya kiti ve aaje badi de ka priti ve kirpal ne rakhiya kiti ve aatanda kale je banda tere darsh pinna chinda to tari ve mera lakka ta jivan chand darsh piya da palava main tera vichora talava ve minu rata dine tarfanda pinna chinda to tari ve mera lakka ta jivan chand darsh piya ta palava
let me have the darshan of the beloved and remove the separation which is tormenting me day and night. Without your darshan my soul is empty, my life worth millions is going on uselessly. This is chapter 82 from The Light of Gopal. God has entered my home. It was given in Rajpur, March 20th, 1971. This is a hymn of Kabir that was just sung out. Who appreciates his own good luck? He says, by God's grace, the word made flesh has entered my house, and it is fortunate I am that the manifestation of God and man has come in. Now what shall I do? He has given me contact with the God within. So go on. No moment should be lost without that power. The result is, I am quiet, serene in that bliss. I am at peace. Mind has found no place in me to rise into ripples now. This is all continuing the quote from Kabir. Mind has found no place in me to rise into ripples now. Quiet, calm, serene. O mind, go on with this thing that you have got by the grace of God, who has appeared in the man body, who has entered your house. So fortunate I am, you see. The result is, now I have escaped all the wheel of life, the birth and death. I am at home with God. Thank you, God. This is what Kabir says. Further, the hymn says, God himself made flesh, came to me, gave me contact with him who is already within me. O mind, go on with it now. Don't lose a minute without remaining in contact with that. That is what the hymn says. Now, out of thousands, millions, trillions of people, how many people get that contact? They are engaged mostly in the outward ways of worship, those methods which are performed with the help of the hands or the outgoing faculties or the intellect. Who can give us that contact except the God in man, that God which is manifested in the man body? Greatly fortunate, O mind, that God and man has entered my house. This man body too really is a house that we live in. It is the outside house. I remember when our master went to Bias, he sat in a room and gave instructions to someone there. When he went back, I locked that room. Nobody entered. And whenever you came into that room, the sweet music was heard. So places are blessed by such personalities. The atmosphere is charged. Greatly fortunate we are that such a person has entered our house. So that is the lesson. Thanking God. Thanking our own destiny, our own God, and the God in man. So now he says, O mind, never go and leave that bliss that you now have. Let no moment pass without remembrance, without constant remembrance. Now the lower mind does not like to withdraw from outside. At times for an hour or two, we try to go in, but it does not like to remain inside. Once we get that bliss inside, which is stronger, more attractive, more intoxicating, we will never dare to lose our contact with that power. Outside things are attractive to us, but are those things really attractive? We are the conscious beings, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, which is an ocean of intoxication. These outside things are material things. When you are wholly engrossed, imbued with outer things, you have that bliss. You have a little contact with your own intoxication within. It is something like a dog that eats bones. There is no taste in the bone, but once the blood goes out, he tastes the blood from his own mouth, his gums. So, we are bliss. We are drops of the ocean of intoxication. When you are imbued with something else, for that moment, as long as you are engaged there, there is some bliss. But it is really no bliss. When your soul, which is a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, comes in contact with all consciousness, it gets more bliss. the most bliss. So really, we are the same essence as that of God. He is eternal. So God is all wisdom. He is all bliss. He is all joy and happiness. We all want happiness. Pity we seek it amiss. It is within our own selves, and by coming in contact with the higher consciousness, we will become more happy. We have that reflection of our own peace and happiness in outer things by engaging in them. So we are fortunate we have someone who gives us a clue about that. Not a clue, but a demonstration of it for a while. We should develop that from day to day. Then we say, like Kabir, I am very greatly fortunate that I have met the Master who came and entered my house, my inner house too. So mind, now enjoy that bliss. Never lose a moment of it. Be thankful. Have the real perspective as the matter stands. By concentration only can you feel that bliss. If you come in contact with the higher consciousness, you have more bliss. If you are engaged in some outer things, then also you have some bliss there, but that is only temporary. For a while, it is just a drop. Is this not true? Does this not appeal to you? All masters bring this up to the world in their own way, you see. Shams Tabriz, a great saint of Persia, he said, "Don't look at my outer dress. I appear to be living in rags. Look within me to see who I am." And when people asked Shams Tabriz, "Why have you come here?" he replied, "I could not refuse. I was sent. I could not refuse. Look within me. I am the King of Kings." These are his words I am quoting to you. And the quote continues, they ask, "What have you brought?" "I have brought very strong whiskey of heaven to distribute to the world. That is why I have come to you." So all masters say the same thing in their own way and their own language. They bring something. What did Christ say? "I am the bread of life. This has come down from heaven. Whoever partakes of it shall have everlasting life." Both express themselves in different words, but they say the same thing. Fortunate those are who get contact and, like Kabir, say, "Be thankful to God and man." But we fritter away all this valuable life in trifling matters. Our master used to class people, disciples. He would say that the satsangis are there, but there are some homey satsangis who are at home with the master. They were more dear to him than anybody else in the world. Do you remember what Christ, once he was sitting with a good number of people, and his mother came up from behind. He was told that his mother had come, and he replied, "Who is my mother? Who are my brethren? Those who do the will of God." So masters have that angle of vision. All of the four sons of the 10th guru were martyred. There were so many people sitting by him. His wife came up and asked, "Where are my children? I have sacrificed them for all these children of mine." You do not know how dear you are to the Master. So those who are obeying, living up to what he says, forgetting all relations, it is he who binds our inner relation which can never be broken even after death. Here, all issues are paid off, give and take, that's all. Meaning here on the earth plane, here all issues are paid off, give and take, that's all. Each one has to go his own way, but such inner relation can never be broken even after death, even after leaving the body. Our master used to give an example of people crossing a river. The sailor first takes one load, then another load, then a third. Those whom the master have initiated are taking one by one. All will go, some before, some after. But on the other side of the world, you will all meet. Are these things in the books? Books cannot explain everything. We are looked after by the shepherd. People ask Christ, "Why have you come here?" And he answered, "I have lost my sheep. When I was leaving by plane for the West, people gathered together and asked me why I was going. I am going to find all my brothers there." We do not realize what a blessing we have. So make the best use of it. God made flesh has come. He has entered my house and given me a contact, O mind. Don't rest for a moment. And that's the main object of a man's life. In this man body, you can go back to your home and in no other. Fortunate you are to have the man body. What you can do here in a short time cannot be done in the other world, in the higher planes, in 10 times as long. Every day, every hour, every minute together brings us closer to the end of the human body. So hurry up. Repose. Just go into the lap of the mother. Nothing further to be done. That is the result of effort, but effortless effort. There are 2 mottos in the world. First, God helps those who help themselves. And also, God helps those who do not help themselves. Help yourself so much so that you forget yourself in that effort. Go back. Recede. Leave off thinking. If mind, outgoing faculties, and intellect stand still, that very silence transfers into light, into sound. If mind, outgoing faculties, and intellect stand still, that very silence transfers into light and then into sound. So it is comparatively easier if you can repose like a child, having faith in the mother. You cannot repose unless you have full confidence in the mother. The child can never dream that a lion would come up and eat him. He'll run up to the mother, and the mother would rather be eaten by the lion than to let the child be harmed. Such love has she for the child. So how fortunate we are, you see. Here is the open secret. I have spoken to you from a common sense level. So what now remains? Don't be led away by the daily doings. Life is a series of interruptions, a matter of give and take, reactions of the past. Nobody can even dream that anything goes to his will and pleasure. All these give and take are passing phases. Stick to what you have been given. That will prove a sheet anchor against all the ills of the world. Remain air-conditioned, not to be affected by the outside atmosphere, cold or heat, hurricanes or anything. Where is that? That is in your own self. So recede. You will feel it. Don't allow any waves coming from the outside to enter through the outgoing faculties. Shut yourself in the closet. As Christ said, the closet of your body. What does meditation mean? When you enter within, you will find he is there, quite cut off from the outside. This is something given to you practically. You are now to develop it by regular practice, weeding out all the outer attachments in one way or another. When a child is there trying to walk and the mother is pleased to see first the child is crawling and then walking and then running, well, the master is also pleased to see his children going along. He does not compare the man running with the child that is hopping along. He appreciates that hopping too. Similar to the mother, is it not? The child is very dear to the mother, is he not? The child running as well as the child hopping. So now let us be thankful. That's all I can say. Kabir has given us a very good lesson. That was chapter 82, Light of Kripal. This is a paragraph on page 432. Be thankful for what you have got with the grace of God and expect more. He will give you more. He only requires turning your attention to him. The more you can turn your attention to him, the more you will get. You have got your money deposited in the bank. If you open the window, you will have the money successfully. That money is never depleted. That is unending. So sit at the door and have it. And then he repeats it. Have it with an exclamation point. Sit at the door and have it. Have it. It is from the perennial source and it will never end. This is an excerpt from chapter 25, same book. When you are absorbed, where is the mind? Where is the intellect? It is we who keep all the machinery going on. Look here, I'm absorbed in you solely. All others are forgotten. If you direct your attention to someone, you see only that much. We have to control our minds. Thought is the outcome of your attention. You are at the back of it. It is like the ripples in the sea. The more you come inside, the more you simply lose yourself. That's all. All masters were quiet. They say simply, there is much more. Nothing more to say. With intellect, we say, well, this is mine, it is mine, it is not God's plan. The masters say it is he that is working, however. We see that all the machinery goes on when we direct our attention. In other words, when you are in control, there's no world. We create the world, do we not? Best thing is to know oneself by self-analysis. Then something comes. When you have got a lantern with you, it means you light the way about 10 yards. And further you go, and you see another 10 yards is lit. The more you go, the deeper you go, the ultimate. It simply baffles your intellect. It is not a question of intellect. You are not the intellect. Intellect is also a vehicle through which we work. That's all. We are at the back of the intellect. We can look into our own cells. That is why it is said, self-knowledge precedes God-knowledge. Self-knowledge is God-knowledge. The more the self expands, the more it expands into Him, and one loses oneself. These are delicate questions, I tell you. People are baffled by that. So by and by, you'll know yourself, really know yourself, not by feeling or emotions or drawing inferences, but by really rising above body consciousness, by self-analysis. Then you see things in their right perspective, but not before. We are all under a grand delusion, I would say. That delusion subsides when you rise above, when you go in a plane, you see the world in its right perspective. Very big mountains appear like mounds. Very big rivers appear to be rivulets or small channels, like that. The greatness of the world is lost when you rise above it. It is illusionary. So now we are attracted so much that we think it is the be-all and the end-all. But it has little or no value. It has use in its own way. That's all right, so long as we are in the man body. But when you rise above, you see the world here is very good for enjoyment. But as you go up in the plane, you see around. There you see so many layers of clouds, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You go up, up. You'll even see the sun there. Now the sun is covered by the clouds. When you rise, you see still higher. And that sunlight is very sweet the more you go up. These things are solved of themselves as you go up. So the first thing is to know yourself. All masters who came in the past gave out, know thyself. Guru Nanak said, unless you know yourself by self-analysis, the delusion cannot be set aside. And I'd like to close with a reading from Sanchi. This is from the November 1998 Sanpani, page 23. Farewell talk given in 1992. I hope that you will carry this love back to your homes. Even after getting back to your countries and to your homes, while attending to your responsibilities, I hope that you will do your bhajan and simran and develop that love further. Always remember the words of beloved Master Kripal. He used to say that we should give up hundreds of important works to attend to satsang, and we should sacrifice thousands of important works to sit in meditation. Just as we understand that it is very important for the body to eat food, in the same way we should know that our soul also needs food. And the food of the soul is meditation. And we must do it without missing it. You know that our body becomes weak if we do not eat food, and our soul needs more food because for ages and ages, for birth after birth, she has been hungry and she has not been fed the food she needs. That is why I hope when you get back to your home that you will keep the diary and you will mold your life according to the diary. That you will attend satsang and you will do your meditations regularly. Whatever love I receive from sitting at the feet of the two great masters, I have given only that. When I go to your countries or when you people come here, I have only that love to share with you. I do not have anything of my own. Whatever I receive from those two great masters, I am giving only that to you. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that we are like pipes. Whatever water comes from the source, We just let that water go through us. We give out only what we receive from the Master. Kabir Sahib said, "Who is the wealthiest person? He who has the Nam within is the wealthiest person. Those who do not have the Nam within, their hearts are the poorest. Manmukhs and Gurumukhs are like brothers. Manmukhs do not have the wealth of the Nam within them. Gurumukhs have the privilege, and they do have the wealth of the Nam within them." We are very fortunate that God Almighty created the desire of receiving the Nam within our heart, and that our beloved masters have graciously given us the Nam. Often I have said that the devotion of God Almighty and the Nam are the only things which will go with us from this world. No matter how wealthy we are, if we do not have the devotion of God, we do not have the Nam. In the end, we will leave this world empty-handed, just like a lost gambler. If there is any precious wealth in this world which is worth collecting, it is the wealth and the devotion of God. It is the only thing which can save us from the five thieves. But we cannot obtain this wealth of devotion of God only by our own efforts. Until we go to the beloveds of God, we cannot receive it. So be thankful for what you have got with the grace of God, and expect more. He will give you more. He only requires turning your attention to Him. The more you can turn your attention to Him, the more you will get. You have got your money deposited in a bank. If you open the window, you will have the money successfully. That money is never depleted. That is unending. So sit at the door. Have it. Have it. It is from the perennial source, and it will never end.
Tudvene avaranam karanhar pyari antar jami ek kote janam parme aaya pyari anek jon dukh paai.
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਹੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤੇਥੋਂ ਵਿਛੜ ਕੇ ਕੋਈ ਇੱਕ ਜਨਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਇਆ, ਕਰੋੜਾਂ ਜਨਮ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਾਏ ਆ, ਬੜੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਜਨਮ ਲਿਆ, ਅਗਰ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ 'ਚ ਜਨਮ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਦੁਖੀ, ਪੰਛੀ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ 'ਚ ਜਨਮ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਦੁਖੀ, ਸੱਪ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ 'ਚ ਗਏ ਢਿੱਡ ਘਸਾ ਕੇ ਤੁਰਨਾ ਪਿਆ, ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਦੁਖੀ, ਅਗਰ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਟੌਪ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਸਭ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਏ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਦੁਖੀ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਲਾਰਡ, This is not our first birth since we got separated from you. We have gone in many births, we have taken up many bodies. And if we went in the body of the animals, there also we were unhappy and sad and suffering. If we went in the body of the insects and other lower creatures, then also we were unhappy and sad. And we suffered a lot in those bodies also. And when we came in the human body, which is called as the top of the creation by the masters, there also we are unhappy. We don't find any happiness here. We are always suffering.
ਜਦੋਂ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੈ, ਰੋਟੀ ਟੁਕੜੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਿਲਕਦੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਆ, ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਦੁਖੀ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਮੀਆਂ ਬੀਬੀ ਦੀ ਬੇਤਫਾਕੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਦੁਖੀ, ਕੋਈ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਆ ਗਈ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਦੁਖੀ, ਕਰਜ਼ਾ ਸਿਰ ਚੜ ਗਿਆ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਦੁਖੀ.
When this is the condition of the human bodies that people had to work very hard in order to get the food and like that. And after that, if we are well-to-do in our worldly things, economically, if we are well-to-do, then we have many other pains. If we are not married, then also we are unhappy. If we are married and not having a good matrimonial life, then also we are unhappy. Somebody is unhappy because he has to pay off the debt, and somebody is unhappy because he has loaned money to people and he is worried that they will not give him back.
ਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਇਹ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੁੱਖ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਇਹ ਆਰਜੀ ਹੈ, ਟੈਂਪਰੇਰੀ ਹੈ, ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਦ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਆ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ, ਕਦ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁੱਖਾਂ ਨੇ ਤਬਦੀਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ.
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟਐਵਰ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇ ਆਲ ਆਰ ਟੈਂਪਰੇਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਨੋਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਚੇਂਜ ਇਨਟੂ ਐਨ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ.
ਕੋਟ ਜਨਮ ਪਰਮੇ ਆਇਆ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਅਨੇਕ ਜੋਨ ਦੁੱਖ ਪਾਈ ਸਾਚਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਿਸਰਿਆ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਬਹੁਤੀ ਮਿਲੈ ਸਜਾਈ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਇਹ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁੱਖ ਔਰ ਮੁਸੀਬਤਾਂ ਹਰ ਜਾਮੇ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਕਿਉਂ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਆਏ? ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਏ, ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਏ. ਸਾਡਾ ਘਰ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ? ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਹੈ. ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਵਿਛੜ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਈ, ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਗਈ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈ ਡੂ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਸਫਰਿੰਗਸ ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਬਰਥ, ਬਰਥ ਆਫਟਰ ਬਰਥ, ਵਾਈ ਆਰ ਵੀ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ? ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਫੋਰਗੋਟ ਆਵਰ ਗੋਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਫੋਰਗੋਟ ਆਵਰ ਹੋਮ, ਵੀ ਫੋਰਗੋਟ ਆਵਰ ਓਰੀਜਿਨ. And that is why ever since we got separated from him, we have never gone back and we have always forgotten him. And that is why we are suffering.
Sacha sahib visriya pyari, bhoti milen se jai, jin pite pura satguru pyari, si lage ਸਚਨਾਈ.
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੂਰਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸੱਚੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਭੇਦ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਦਇਆ ਮਿਹਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਵਾਪਸ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ. ਨਾ ਕੌਮ ਛੱਡਣੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਮਜ਼ਹਬ ਤਬਦੀਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ.
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸ਼ਾਵਰਸ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਗਿਵਸ the true naam and connects us with true naam, then by doing the meditation of that shabad naam and having faith in the master, we go to our real home, which is sachkhand.
Te pure guru da zikr aunda hai, ida matlab koi udhre vi duniya vich hunde hai.
Where we talk about the perfect masters, it means that there are masters in this world, but they are rare. Otherwise every other places are just like the shops of the spirituality, and those who are sitting there claiming themselves to be the masters, they have never sat for meditation, they have never done anything which they tell us to do. So those who themselves have not done any meditation, how can they make us meditate?
Guru Nanak Sahib kehnde hai guru jinna ka andla sikh bhi ande karm karein o challan paane apne ne te jhootho jhoot bilen.
Guru Nanak Sahib said that those who have the blind masters, the disciples also are blind, they always do their own will and they always lie, and in the end they get a lot of suffering.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀਆਂ ਹਿਸਟਰੀਆਂ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ 11 ਸਾਲ ਠਿਕਰੀਆਂ ਰੋੜਾਂ ਦਾ ਵਿਛਾਉਣਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਕਠਿਨ ਤਪੱਸਿਆ ਕੀਤੀ.
ਯੂ ਮੇ ਰੀਡ ਦ ਹਿਸਟਰੀਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਫਾਰ 11 ਇਅਰਸ ਵਰਕਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਦ ਕੁਸ਼ਨਸ ਵਿਚ ਵਾਸ ਫਿਲਡ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਪੈਬਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਫਾਰ 11 ਇਅਰਸ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊਸਲੀ ਹੀ ਵਰਕਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਸਾਰੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਖਿਚੜੀ ਦਾ ਆਹਾਰ ਕੀਤਾ, ਬੜੀ ਕਠਿਨ ਤਪੱਸਿਆ ਕੀਤੀ. ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਸੰਤ ਹੈ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਮੰਡਲ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਏ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਨਸਾਨੀ ਜਾਮੇ ਤੋਂ ਕਦੇ ਥੱਲੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਏ ਸਨ.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਆਲਸੋ ਵਰਕਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਇਨ ਆਲ ਹਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਈਟ ਖਿਚੜੀ ਵਿਚ ਇਸ ਅ ਸੀਰੀਅਲ ਮੇਡ ਵਿਦ ਰਾਈਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਮ ਲੈਂਟਲਸ. ਐਂਡ ਇਵਨ ਦੋ ਕਬੀਰ ਵਾਸ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਸੇਂਟ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਹੀ ਵਰਕਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ.
ਰਾਧਾ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਮਤ ਦੇ ਬਾਨੀ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਸ਼ਿਵ ਦਿਆਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੇ 17 ਸਾਲ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕੀਤਾ, ਛੋਟੀ ਉਮਰ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਹੀ ਆਪ ਇੱਕ ਨੇਰੀ ਕੋਹੜੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹੇ.
ਸ਼ੇਠ ਸਿਧਿਆਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਦ ਫਾਊਂਡਰ ਆਫ ਰਾਧਾ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਬਾਤ ਹੂ ਵਾਸ ਲੇਟਰ ਔਨ ਕਾਲਡ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਆਲਸੋ ਵਰਕਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਫਾਰ 17 ਇਅਰਸ. ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਇਨ ਵਨ ਡਾਰਕ ਰੂਮ ਐਂਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਹਿਸ ਚਾਈਲਡਹੂਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਡਿਵੋਟਿੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਫਾਰ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ.
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੈਮਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ ਬੜੀ ਕਠਿਨ ਤਪੱਸਿਆ ਕੀਤੀ, ਬੜੀ ਕਠਿਨ ਕਾਲਣਾ ਕਾਲੀ. ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ ਬੜੀ ਕਠਿਨ ਕਾਲਣਾ ਕਾਲੀ, ਕਈ ਕਈ ਦਿਨ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਿਕਲਦੇ ਸੀ. ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ
ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੈਮਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਆਲਸੋ ਵਰਕਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਬਾ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਆਲਸੋ ਐਂਡ ਆਵਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਆਲਸੋ ਵਰਕਡ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ.
ਮਸਤਾਨਾ ਜੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਮਕਾਲੀ ਸਨ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕੋਲੇ ਰਹੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਭਗਤੀ ਦੇ ਵਕਤ, ਉਹ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਕਮਾਈ ਦੇਖਣੀ ਹੈ ਦਿੱਲੀ ਜਾਓ, ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ. ਉਹ ਬੜਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ.
ਮਸਤਾਨਾ ਜੀ ਹੂ ਵਾਸ ਕੰਟੈਂਪਰਰੀ ਟੂ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਐਂਡ He was also a devotee of the Master, and he used to say that those who want to see the fruit of meditation, they should go to Delhi and meet Master Kripal.
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਕਾਫੀ ਸਾਰਾ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦਾ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁਫਾ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਕੱਟਿਆ ਹੈ। ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਭਜਨ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਔਖਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਨ ਮੂਹਰੇ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਖੜ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਭਜਨ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਹਿਰਦਾ ਫਲਾਦ ਦਾ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ।
I have also spent a major part of my life in the underground cave and I know that how much difficult it is to meditate. If one wants to meditate, he should have his heart made of iron because the mind comes and stands like a tiger in front of you. And he tells you that he will not let you do the meditation.
Guru Nanak nu Guru Nanak di mata ne puchya ke beta rab da na lena kidda sokha hai. Guru Nanak sahib ne akhan par ke kya siga aakhan aukha sachcha nao ke mata sache naam di kamai karni badi aukhi hai, luni sal chatni hai.
Guru Nanak's mother once asked him that how easy it is to do the meditation of naam and repeat the naam of Lord. He replied that oh mother, to repeat the true naam is very difficult.
ਕਿਧਰੇ ਕਾਮ ਹੈ, ਕਿਧਰੇ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਹੈ, ਕਿਧਰੇ ਲੋਭ ਹੈ, ਕਿਧਰੇ ਮੋਹ ਹੈ, ਕਿਧਰੇ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਹੈ, ਕਿਧਰੇ ਲੋਕ ਲਾਜ ਹੈ, ਕਿਧਰੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਲਸੀ ਮਿਲੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਇਹਨੀਆਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਫਿਰ ਕਿਤੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਲੱਗਣਾ ਹੈ।
Because somewhere there is the problem of lust, somewhere it is of anger, greed, attachment, egoism, somewhere we have to fight with the laziness, sleep and all these things. And after fighting with all these things, then we can do the meditation of naam.
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ, ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਮੁਕਾਬਲਾ ਸਖਤ ਹੈ, ਮਨ ਬੜਾ ਹਠੀਲਾ ਹੈ, ਬੜਾ ਇਹ ਸਖਤ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਸੇਵਕ ਦੀ ਪਿੱਠ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਪੂਰਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ।
But master said that no doubt the struggle is very hard, the fight is very hard and you have to deal with such an enemy who is very obstinate and you cannot defeat him very easily, but still if you have the perfect master on your back then you need not worry because perfect master's hand is on your back and he will help you.
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਬਾਤ ਵਜੇ ਟਮਕੇ ਭੇਰੀਆਂ, ਮਤ ਮਲ ਲੱਥੇ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਫੇਰੀਆਂ, ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ ਪੰਜ ਜਵਾਨ ਦੀ ਓ ਗੁਰਥਾਪੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਕੰਢ ਜੀ ਓ। ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਹਿਲਵਾਨ ਅਖਾੜੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਤਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜਿਸ ਦਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਖੜਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਅਖਾੜੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਉਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਸ਼ਗਿਰਦ ਨੂੰ ਥਾਪੀ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬੇਟਾ ਇਹ ਤੇਰੇ ਮੂਹਰੇ ਕੀ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਬਾਜ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਚਿੜੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਅਖਾੜਾ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਤੀਸਰਾ ਤਿਲ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇੱਥੇ ਕਾਮ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਲੋਭ ਮੋਹ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਦੀ ਜੋ ਸੂਲ ਗੰਢ ਹੈ ਇੱਥੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਹੈ। ਸਾਡਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਇਸੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਸੇਵਕ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਆਪਣੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਨੂੰ ਇਕੱਠਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚਦਾ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਥਾਪੀ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਇਹਦੀ ਪਿੱਠ ਤੇ ਖੜਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਅੱਗੇ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਉਹ ਪੰਜ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਇਕੱਲਾ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਥਾਪੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਕੰਢ ਜੀ ਓ, ਕੋਈ ਕਰਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ, ਗੁਰੂ ਉੱਥੇ ਸਾਹ ਸਾਹ ਨਾਲ ਇਹਦੀ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਇਫ ਦ ਟੂ ਰੈਸਲਰਸ come in the field to fight, to wrestle with each other. And if one of has his master there or teacher there, he taps him and says that, go and fight with him. He is like a bird in front of you, you are hawk. And in that way, when he gets the inspiration and support from his master, then he can easily win over and defeat the other wrestler. In the same way, we have to fight with the wrestler. Our mind is there and all these other negative passions. And what is our field? Our field is at the eye center. And our master is always present there to help us. Anyone who does the simran and withdraws from the body and reaches our field, the eye center, he will find that master is there and master will tap him and tell him that you go and fight with all these five things and the mind. No doubt they are five and you are alone. But don't worry, I am with you and you will definitely win them. So when he gets the inspiration and help of the master, then he can easily fight with the five enemies. Even though they are five and he is one, but still, with the help of the master, he can easily win them.
Closing bhajan is on page 69. Laga Jaya Dayan Kripal. May you contemplate on Kripal so that your life may improve. You are wandering in Mathura and Kashi, but the indestructible one is within. May the snare of attachment be cut so that your life may improve. Take your mind away from the pleasures and contemplate on the form of the Master. May you have the darshan of Kripal so that your life may be improved. Repeat the simran of the five shabds. Save yourself from the beating of the five thieves. Master makes you drink the nectar so that your life may be improved. All the business of the world is false. Naam is true. Meditate on it. O man, Ajaib has become Kripal's. May you contemplate on Kripal so that your life may improve.
Lagajaye dhyana kirpalada jijivana tera sudara jaye lagajaye dhyana kirpalada jijivana tera sudara jaye Virada bonda matura kashi Andara tere he abnashi Virada bonda matura kashi Andara tere he abnashi Dhyana katagiya mohajalada Jijivana tera sudara jaye Lagajaye dhyana kirpalada Jijivana tera sudara jaye Lagajaye dhyana kirpalada jijivana tera sudara jaye Vishyato manna dura hatale Guru sarupada dhyana lagale Vishyato mana dura hatale Guru sarupada dhyana lagale Darshan ho jaye kirpalada Chichivana tera sudara jaye Lagajaye dhyana kirpalada Jijivana tera sudara jaye Lagajaye dhyana kirpalada Jijivana tera sudara jaye Pancha Shabadaka Simran Ratale Pancha Tago Ki Marase Bachale Pancha Shabadaka Simran Ratale Pancha Tago Ki Marase Bachale Guru Amrita Pyalada Jijivana tera sudarata jaye Lagajaye dhyana kirpalada Jijivana tera sudarata jaye Lagajaye dhyana Kirpalada jijivana tera sudara jaye Chute hai duniya de dande Naam hai sacha japale bande Chute hai duniya de dande Naam hai sacha chapale bande Ajaib ho gaya kirpalada Jijivana tera sudara jaye Lagajaye dhyana ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੀ ਜੀਵਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਸੁਰ ਜਾਏ ਲਗ ਜਾਏ ਧਿਆਨ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੀ ਜੀਵਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਸੁਰ ਜਾਏ.
May you contemplate on Kripal so that your life may improve. So be thankful for what you have got with the grace of God and expect more. He will give you more. He only requires turning your attention to Him. The more you turn your attention to Him, the more you will get. That is unending. So sit at the door. Have it. Have it. It is from the perennial source, and it will never end.